This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Tom Giordano Show. So, Dan, you've set off the dogs of war are out there now. As soon as you have the guy talking about, I'll see you at the Pollock Club. Oh, my God.
Hey, I want to thank Minnie down in Texas, too, our YouTube chatter. She's the one that pointed out that they even spoke about that. So, thank you, Minnie, for
thank you,
out.
Minnie,
our
as always. One other thing, coming to your calls, 855-839-1210. I see that there are some people nationally in talk radio, oh my God, why would we care what these Senate Republicans think with Gates? Why are we entertaining him? We should have stuck with him and not tagged in Pam Bondi. Oh my goodness. What are the criteria that we want in this attorney general? We want someone very competent, very methodical. If they have a specialty, and she does, a lot of experience in the legalities of dealing with illegal immigration, illegal immigrants, okay? So Pam Bondi was sitting on the bench there, and they were tagging in Matt Gaetz. Thank God we've arrived at this with little or no damage and moving forward with the other nominees. That's the way I see it, unless you just think this election was just burn it down and Gaetz will go wild there. Watch what Pam Bondi does, and she's every bit the loyalist to Trump as I think anybody around him. So listen to the better angels that Susie Wiles, who is the chief of staff, recommended Bondi. Somebody else there had Gaetz, and we see what the result is. This is drawing widespread praise, even though, now don't think that Democrats that are saying it, they're saying they're afraid of this because she's competent. And she's going to drill down on doing exactly what they're afraid of inside the Department of Justice. That's the way that I see it. All right, and if you missed it too, Dan, in Dan time, hit us with this situation. Do you get offended by it? Dan, I think that there's almost a contest for people to say you should never be offended by anything. There are things that offend me that I'm not going to put up with. I don't care what you say, you shouldn't be offended by it. Henry, how about you? You don't seem like you would be easily, not easily offended. Is there anything that would offend you, though, that you recalled?
No, not anymore.
Nothing?
No.
Okay.
I got some pretty thick skin.
Dan, how about you?
It's tough. I think Henry might not relate because he's an unmarried individual.
Yes.
But if you come after my wife.
Oh, well, right. There you go.
That's offensive. Yeah. Well, but me personally, nothing. No.
I told you with Sam Katz, although sometimes I'm an inside story, with all due respect, I haven't asked him about it. When they were calling his wife the C word and he was advised not to punch a guy.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't vote for somebody who doesn't do whatever to throttle the guy right there. If I were on a jury, I'd say, I didn't see anything.
I should clarify, too, you also have children. I don't.
Yeah,
so if someone says something about Luke CJ, it's over.
Yeah, that's it. They're civilians. You come after me. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, your wife,
But though. You personally, me personally, Henry personally, there's not – because we do this for a living. We're on air. We're public figures to a degree, and we face a lot of criticism. There's not much that could offend, I don't think, any of us, to be quite honest.
Yeah, I'm just resistive to these people that think suddenly something's wrong with you. Some people are offended by it. I have to hear the specific example. The guy didn't mean any offense there. But should you go around saying Pollock Club? Is it a good thing? Would you gently say to the guy, oh, not for nothing?
Anyway, let me know next time you're down at the Pollock Club. Okay. I want to come buy you some cheap wine. Hey, I have a mob.
Can you say the Pollock Club? I don't even know. Are you allowed to say that? Is that a thing? Like, is that okay?
The other one, this guy the other night, though, Abby Phillip, says not at this table. He did call the woman dear, who was a Democrat strategist. Dear.
Mm.
Look, but you don't go overboard.
Is that bad, dear? Dear?
Yeah, you can't call the woman dear in that situation.
Was it a demeaning dear?
Yeah, it is. You're not dear to her. You can't say dear or something like that.
I only asked because there's a host down in Atlantic City that you're familiar with, Pinky Kravitz.
Yeah.
And anytime he welcomed a female onto the board or onto the air, and this wasn't offensive anyway, he would go, hello, dear, how are you doing today?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. This was in a professional setting. He didn't mean anything by it. I think he's just old-fashioned, old. So,
yeah.
You can't let it pass because the woman then jumped into the ring. It was like, oh, these are the nightmares. How do you settle that calmly? You try to gently move off it and move on. That's it. Registered, move on. Have fun with it. The Pollock thing is pretty funny. It's given us a lot of stuff here. Let's go to Susan in Northeast Philly. And Susan's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Susan, good afternoon.
Dom, how are you?
Good.
So born and raised in South Philadelphia, and when I was growing up, my aunt used to, if we had something come up, my aunt would say to me, you know, you're American. And I'd say, well, I'm Italian. No, you're an American. And my mother would say, you're Italian. We live in South Philly. Your father's family's from Italy. We're Italian. We cook Italian. We do all the Italian traditions. We're Italian. So then I grow up, and I marry an Irish-Scottish person, as some people would say I married up, and I have my own little girl,
right. And
she's Italian, and she's Irish, and she's Scottish, and there's German involved, and it starts getting to the same point. Well, what am I? I'm Italian. Well, no, you're not all Italian. You're Irish, you're Scottish, you're mm-hmm. German, but we do a lot of the traditional, you know, Italian things. And then made me realize that, you know what, my aunts were right long ago when I was little. I am an American. My daughter is an American. You know, we've been so far removed. I mean, I am of Italian descent and German descent, but we've been so far removed, I've embraced my being an American, and I'm proud of that. And I often think, especially in today's day and age, if you were overseas and something happened, what are you going to identify
Yeah, let me just say this, though. Isn't that going a bit too far? When people say they're Italian, they just mean that's their heritage,
right,
their culture,
right.
Some of those
it's
things.
Their heritage, right.
Right. It doesn't mean they're not Americans.
Right. No, I agree with that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think I'm at the point in my life that we're so jumbled anymore that I don't know what my hair, like, what is my daughter? Is she Italian? Is she Scottish? Is she Irish? Is she German? Which one do you pick? Do you pick the one that you embrace the most?
Yes, that's what I would advise. I would say that straight up. Thank you, Susan. I don't know if that's bad advice, Dan. I embrace the Italian thing. I don't know if you choose to embrace it. Yes. There's one that appeals to you more for any number of reasons. If you're in South Philly when I'm growing up, what else am I going to think? You know.
True.
King of Peace, Dan, if you can imagine, was a national parish. Thank you. Meaning, if you went there, 99%, 98% were Italian. I'm not making up. St. Gabriel's, the bitter rival, they were Irish. Right down the road.
You know, I left a part of this clip out because Mike not only got himself in trouble with the Polish community, but a portion of his call, Dom.
Anyway, I have a mob name for Nikki Haley.
Oh, good. Now you're going to make Italian ethnic slurs, too. Why don't you do that, too, Mike? While you're...
Well, there's the thing, too. Associations with the mob. You can joke about it. It's just that. When you run for public office, if you're a politician and they start joking around that day, and it gets to be a bit, no Italian-American has become president yet.
Is that true? Really?
Yeah.
No?
No. I mean, there's only two. There's only one that's not a WASP. Well, two now. Obama and Biden. I count JFK as a WASP because of the look, the money, the whole thing at all. Almost. It's a very, very limited club ethnically. And they're the only two, really, that have broken through. Think of Joe Biden as someone breaking through.
Walter Mondale, was he Italian?
Well, he didn't become president.
Yeah, the closest I think we got.
Yeah.
To an Italian president.
Let's go to the Earl of Tacconi.
And Jill Jacobs is of Italian ancestry, a first woman, Jill Biden.
Oh, well. Okay. All right, let's go to the Earl of Tacconi on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. Just another Polak calling in. I'm allowed to say that my grandparents spoke Polish. Back when my father was dating my mother, anytime her parents started speaking Polish, you knew, okay, I got to go home. You know, I'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you have credit in the big game of saying Polak here, yeah. It's just the way that Micah Hamilton said it.
Just to drop it out of the blue. I mean,
the Polak Club. You can't make it up. Oh, God. Copernicus is calling his office right now. We're going to be in trouble with that. But, Earl, what do you have on the side question?
Well, my answer today, what inspired me, is Cher just released her biography. And they did an interview with her, and she's known for all the men she's been involved with. And the interviewer asked her, who have you not been involved with that you wish you had been? And she said, based on his voice, she would have hooked up with Michael McDonald from the Doobie Brothers. In fact, I even have a very poor Michael McDonald impression about Joe Biden, if you're interested.
Yes, please.
Okay. I keep forgetting what I signed anymore. I keep forgetting where I got this really nice black pen. I keep forgetting how I even got here. I keep forgetting stuff.
Wow, Cher, your office.
Might be better than your Tom Jones.
Now, you know, Earl, who Cher was enamored with, and I know this pretty well, and it's hard to believe in some ways, that was in this business at CNN, Lou Dobbs.
Really?
Yes.
Like they would hang out?
She wanted to come there, I heard, several times. I don't know if she did or not. Yes, Lou Dobbs. Go figure, Cher. Thank you, Earl. Thank you. Good stuff there. The man that she said is the only one that ever dropped her, Dan, was Val Kilmer. Go figure. Tombstone.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Yeah. Are you still obsessed with Cher?
I see the attraction. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
She was on the show. You should pull that up. You should be able to find it.
You think it's in the... Is it in the
2004... Ooh, made news, election cycle. Cher called into my show pitching for the Democrats. I asked her, where are you calling from me? And she was talking about the little guy and all that stuff. She actually said, quote, my Malibu estate. I didn't jump on it. I just let it sizzle out there with the audience. That was enough.
Oh, that's when you need to be streaming back then. You give a little, like, gym look to the camera. Like...
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. My Malibu estate. All right, voice that you recognize immediately. That was a great call from Earl. Let's go to Steve in Langhorne. Steve, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Steve, welcome in. Yo, Steve. All right, Steve. He had Hillary Clinton. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, the annoyance. Joe in Bordentown, Talk Radio 1210.
The weirdest thing about me is that I don't sweat.
Hey, Joe.
My answer would be Mickey Mouse.
We appreciate it.
Might be the worst
effort.
Mickey Mouse I've ever heard, Joe.
No, that was...
You're too hard.
Are you okay, Mickey? Is there something wrong over there? Do you need help? You're too hard on impressions, Dan.
You're brutal. I want people to try, but I want to be honest as well.
You know?
Do not be negative there. Okay. 855-839-1210. But right now, it is time, the last of this week, for...
Money Melody.
Money gone.
That's right. We're playing for a pair of tickets. I just think if you like sports, basketball at all, local, pair of tickets to see the Big Five Classic at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia Saturday, December 7th. Each of the city's Division I basketball teams battle for bragging rights in a one-day triple header where one school will be crowned champion. Tickets on sale at BigFiveClassic.com.
Dom, today we're asking for recognizable voices, and I feel like I'd be kind of ruining this Money Melody if I were to give any clues, so I'm just going to play the voice. It's a cover song, a very recognizable voice, and a very recognizable song. We want to know the cover artist today. Dom, no clues, just the voice alone. Take a listen.
Imagine all the people living life. They say that I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one.
Plenty there to give it away. Dom, any clue in?
No, nothing. Did you recognize the voice? No, I did not.
No, okay. No. Okay, yeah. Well, we want to know who that recognizable voice is there covering Imagine. 855-839-1210.
After your Elton John fiasco, you know, I think you've toughened up these. All right.
Yeah.
855-839-1210. Hit us with that.
Big clue going into break, too.
And you are... What's the clue?
They'll hear it in
just
the song.
Listen, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, 855-839-1210. Let's get a winner here on Talk Radio 1210.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, we're playing for a triple header, basketball tickets at the Wells Fargo Center. Let's hear the clue. Who's doing this cover?
It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for.
That was bad.
Fantastic, Dom.
I didn't like
one of the best live musicians.
Yeah, I didn't like that interpretation on the die for, though. It's a little bit. See, I'm married to the original, so it's a little hard. Scott in Souderton on Talk Radio 1210. Who's covering the song, Scott?
That's the best harmonica player is John Popper.
Very nice, Scott.
Good job.
Do you like that interpretation better than the original?
I do.
Oh,
you have to hear the song through.
It's a great version, man.
I'll put you on hold, Scott. Enjoy the triple header.
And Henry and I were talking back here because we were talking about recognizable voices of music and such, and he was stating that for the first time in a long time, he watched a live performance of John Popper and Blues Traveler and was just dumbfounded, jaw on the floor. I implore anybody that hasn't gone look at the live performances of Popper, Blues Traveler, do it. It's crazy. A guy that's as heavyset as he is can seamlessly transition into 14, 15 different harmonicas and his voice all in, you know, one go. It's fascinating to watch.
He doesn't even seem like he's taking a breath.
No, he doesn't. It's crazy.
All right, so Scott the winner today. Thank you, Scott, very much. Now, we had this band time with Micah Hamilton in the Pollock Club. Here's the thing I was referencing. The other night, Abby fell up. And as a host, a little bit of a tough spot. She's got this former Democrat, Roginski, who is sort of an independent now, strategist. And she has some Trump representative on, and he calls her dear in this. Here's how it sounded.
The DOJ investigates, the Merrick Garland DOJ, they investigate
this. Just to be clear, this investigation began under a Donald Trump.
Okay, DOJ. And all during, the bottom line is the DOJ said there's nothing there.
No, they didn't.
They
said they didn't have enough to indict. That shouldn't be the standard.
No, it's a charge, dear.
Okay.
Dear. No.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Thank you for the prompting.
Hold on. I'm just going to stop it right here because we're not going to get off on a wrong foot. Please do not address a grown woman as dear in a condescending tone. Do not do that at my table. You can continue.
It's always the table, too. I mean, it was, okay. He did do it in an aggressive manner, dear there.
Yeah.
That's the only inflection. So. Yeah. If you don't say something, you get bogged down in this forever back and forth here. Do they expect, Dan, some people listening maybe, well, she ought to just say, grow up, honey, and don't worry about it. It doesn't mean anything. All right, so 855.
It's a really good comparison to Pollock.
Yeah.
Where I feel like Pollock, if you're talking about, or like it's thrown around in Port Richmond positively, you know, like talking about oneself. But if you're going to use it in a demeaning manner, then yeah, you know what? It can be offensive, similar to deer, apparently.
Yeah. Who determines, is it demeaning at that point, et cetera, et cetera? We go through this. But, you know, if a person is offended, you can't just get out of it by saying, well, you shouldn't be offended about anything. Come on. Who's really not offended by anything? It depends. Depends on all the circumstances there. Okay. MSNBC... just another inkling of why they're so failing. They're going to be spun off by Comcast. They had a headline on their webpage about the killer, a judge killer of Lincoln Riley, that said, Lincoln Riley's killer never stood a chance. That was the headline of an article about the trial, etc. I mean, don't you know that even if the headline doesn't reflect what you say later on, you can't put a headline up, Lincoln Riley's killer never stood a chance. Now, how does that get through people, editors, and all that? It's because they're in a bubble there. And it's one of the reasons America rejects them. Their numbers are so down immediately after the election, nothing. And it looks like a road. That's why Morning and Joe and Mika went to meet with Trump, trying to somehow or another get out of the box they've dug by the craziness of this. Many of them, MSNBC and CNN, didn't even show the trial, as Fox did wall to wall. Americans wanted to see that because of what was at stake. And what was at stake is this didn't have to happen. The brutality of it, the 17 minutes, the guy somehow or another making it to the Roosevelt Hotel in New York and then given a humanitarian pass to go to Georgia, and still not getting the death penalty. Americans are tired of this. And I had two people on today that both don't see punishment in the future for Diane Merseglia. I'm going to keep on banging that drum. I think there ought to be, I know there's this Representative Hogan. I don't know him too well, Dan. He the other day said, well, what are we going to do? You have the House controlled by the Democrats. How are we going to impeach? It's your job. Start the impeachment. If this doesn't deserve pushback, and pushback is not just hollering at her, you should resign. She's not going to listen to that. She's not going to resign no matter what you say. They ought to try to impeach both of them. And or the new AG ought to open up an investigation, at least, interrogator, about what she was saying and then what she did. And clearly, these things to me look like election interference. You cannot say, I know what the court is telling me, and I'm not going to do it in this case and count these votes. That has to be illegal. There has to be some pushback. I'm not talking about criminal, but there's got to be some sanction on that whole outfit there in Bucks County. Otherwise, we get enraged. They do it again. People get upset. Nothing happened. I'm in the camp that says, yeah, we've won on this for now. Can't let this pass. Look at what they did making poor people wait in line for 8 to 9 hours because they slow walked a judge's order. They got away with that. Now, a lot of people still did vote, but they made them wait that long. I resent that. Well, you got to vote. No, no, no. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And then what did they do? That wasn't enough. They continued to count illegal ballots. There has to be a repercussion. Well, she's been embarrassed nationally. You know, she's a joke and all that. Doesn't care about that deep down. I'm sure it hurts a bit, but she's going to continue on. And they're going to continue. What are they doing in private? What kinds of things go on there in Bucks County? And the bigger issue, why do voters in Bucks County vote for this stuff? It was abortion, the issue the last time. That has to be job one locally, I think, to push back in the suburbs. Jim Worthington has a pack to push back in Bucks County. He announced it on the show the other day. Winning presidential elections, of course. But where we live, the big story is, it's not just Philadelphia anymore. Montgomery County, completely out of control. Delaware County, they're more progressive than Philadelphia. In Chester County, they're mainly incompetent, but they're in power there too. And then in Bucks County, even though Trump won, even though it's obviously at best a purple-leaning red county, they did these things, and they're going to do them again. All right, let's go to Joe in Exton. Joe on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Yes, hello, Tom, and good afternoon.
Good.
My voice of choice is that of Frank Sinatra. His voice is clear, distinct, and flexible. Sinatra's voice can easily reach high and low ranges.
Absolutely. Joe, I thought you had a comment on the term the Pollock thing, too. I was told that here.
I don't mind at all being called Pollock.
Well, are you Polish?
All four of my grandparents came from Poland.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Hey, learn something new every day.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
In your last name, the W is pronounced like a V. Podolsky.
Am I saying my name wrong?
Well, no, you're just saying it. You're just pronouncing it in the American fashion, that's all.
Borowski.
Yeah, it sounds like a composer.
It sounds better, though, right?
Sounds better, like a composer.
Yeah, Dan Borowski.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
Thank you, Joe.
I might take that into consideration.
You notice Orlando had these guys. There's a few of them that are German. The W is pronounced more like a V.
Yeah, the Wagners.
The Wagners. It does sound more impressive than the Wagners.
It does.
Or something. Yeah.
Great Wagners. Ball players, too.
Let's try that one more time, Dan. Let's hear the new pronunciation.
Moritz Wagner.
No, the Borowski pronunciation.
Borowski.
I like it.
Dan Borowski.
It was an improvement. Thank you, Bill of Hamilton and the Pollock Club. My God.
Mike of Hamilton. Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah.
All right. 855-839-1210.
Anyway,
that's it.
Let me know next time you're down at the Pollock Club.
Oh, my God.
You can hear him tripping over it, too. Like, am I about to say
right. What the heck? Yeah. All right. You can weigh in on that, too, at 855-839-1210. You get on board AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210. Well, Thanksgiving finally coming up this next week, and that's Captain Chuckie's a good time to start stocking up so that you're all set. And boy, is Captain Chuckie's, I go there on Saturdays, stocking up for this. You can get all of your needs there. You know about the fantastic crab cakes, the wild-caught golf shrimp, and the soups. Well, now Captain Chuckie's is teaming up with some very well-known family-owned businesses to offer some great new products. Captain Chuckie's and Marciano's Bakery of Philadelphia have now launched their newest invention, the Bang Bang Crab Cake and the Cheese Specialty Bread. Available exclusively for now at most Captain Chuckie's locations. Captain Chuckie's also has a Taste of Philadelphia section in most stores that carry the following family-owned items. Stock's Pound Cakes, legendary, right? Marciano Specialty Breads, pierogies from the Pierogi Kitchen of Roxborough, Chef Matt's Key Lime Pies, Derby's Philly Famous Clams Casinos, and also Vera Pasta Company of Westchester, who produces Captain Chuckie's own line of pasta, including their three different raviolis, their own lobster, banging crab, and finally their shrimp scampi ravioli, and their own jarred blush sauce. Check out the website and the local Captain Chuckie's for availability. Here's how you do that. You go to WeLoveCrabCakes.com. That one website, that'll take you to everything. WeLoveCrabCakes.com. There's got to be a location near you. Don't forget the Dom Rolls. And if you're headed to the Jersey Shore, visit CaptainChuckie'sAtTheShore.com. All right, that's our side question today. Dom Giordano's show. Hit us with that voice, either positive or negative. When you hear it, you don't know what the context is, you know who it is. A couple of things. Looking at Delaware Valley Journal, where I write, Pennsylvania High School Republicans chair. This is across the state. This young kid, I think he's a senior now in high school. One of the things he says, even though he wants to join the military on his own, that younger voters were voting for, they feared World War III under Harris. Now, you know who it is. Trump talked about that somewhat. But the person who pitched that, Scott Presler, would talk about that a lot. In other words, that Democrats have veered off into this. We see some of the things that Biden is doing now, winding down his term, that are ridiculous, rather than stilling the waters and allowing Trump to get in there. And then we see what happens next. This is not a good area to go. So much so that you have people praising Putin as someone showing more restraint here. I don't know about that, but it's clear that this is a pressure. So who pops up? This shocks me. I may not play all of it, Dan, but who pops up to speak up for Tulsi Gabbard, but Meghan McCain, who's a buddy, apparently, of Tulsi Gabbard? Here's what Meghan McCain said.
Yeah, I think one of the reasons, so Tulsi and I met about 8 years ago, and we actually met through Van Jones, CNN's Van Jones, and I had been very critical of her meeting with Bashar al-Assad, and he texted me and was like, you don't know her. And he texted her saying, because her campaign had answered in a very intense way and said, you don't know Meghan. And he basically like set us up on a friend date. And in that lunch, our first meeting, I felt so seen by another woman. I felt like we were both bonded over what it's like to be demonized in the media. We both had at the point gone through fertility issues and we're bonding over that. We both felt, you know, very alone in so many media spaces. And I think the main thing that I know about her, and I know her character, we're very, very good friends. I talk to her almost every day. The main thing about her is that she wants peace in all forms, and she will meet with Satan himself to get it. And I believe that every choice she makes in her life in general is all about trying to find peace and prevent war. I also want to know why Bernie Sanders has put out tweets saying this is a disgusting slur and defended her against, you know, the accusations that she's somehow for Russia. One of my dear friends, Vladimir Karamurza, was actually imprisoned in a Russian gulag for years. He was, by a miracle, helped to be released by a prison exchange with President Biden. And I think the idea that I would associate with someone who was compromised by Russia is insulting to me. And I also think that I wish everyone would sort of get out of the habit of saying Russia is involved for everything, like Russiagate, which ended up being nothing with President Trump. That doesn't mean we shouldn't, you know, be very wary of Putin and Russia in general.
All right. So Meghan McCain there. Unusual. I had no idea of that connection. And Van Jones setting it up. All right. I'm not a Meghan McCain fan. What she did on The View and all. Yeah, they were awful to her, but she's not the person that I would tag in there. But her connection with Tulsi Gabbard, I hope she testifies when the confirmation hearing comes up. That was unusual stuff, to put it mildly. Very unusual. All right, let's go to Robert in Bent Salem, and Robert's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, good afternoon.
Hi, Dom, Dan. It's good to talk to you guys today. Dom, I completely agree with you about Pam Bondi. She probably should have been his original pick. And I got to tell you, this whole thing with Matt Gaetz, I think we dodged a bullet. There's something not right with this. I've never heard of somebody resigning a seat that they had just won for something before they were even confirmed and then quietly withdrawing their nomination. There's things going on there that we don't know about, and I don't even know if I want to know about it right now, as long as he's out of the picture.
I hear you. And, Robert, he said today that he's not going to run for Congress, or he wouldn't be in Congress again. He easily could have. That was a podcast interview today, so I don't know what this guy's doing. Robert, what happened apparently, you know, people buzzing around Trump. Susan Boyle, who I hope to get on the show, the chief of staff, is on the plane. She's in another room. And the Boris Epstein guy, who's a little bit rougher, is with Trump. And that's where it was hatched, to go with Gaetz. You got Pam Bondi on the bench. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know. That might have been some kind of, like, arrangement that was done to give him an exit out. I have no idea, but it doesn't smell right to me at all. But Pam Bondi is awesome, so we're good. I'll get right to my side question. It would be Tiny Tim. He had the most annoying voice. I couldn't get through three lines of his song. And it turned out the guy was pretty much a basket case. He used to go on Howard Stern's show, and he, like, had this phobia thing. He carried baby wipes with him. He put lotion in his gloves before he put them on. The guy was a complete nut as far as I was concerned. But his voice always was like fingernails across the chalkboard to me. But even though... because it sounded like his family jewels were in a vice, you know what I mean?
So that was, a fake voice that he put on, because there are performances where he does stuff like this. Take a listen. Earth angel, that's Tiny
Elvis.
Tim singing.
Yeah, wow.
Maybe he didn't have his vice handy, Dan.
Exactly. Hey, Robert, I hope we see you on Monday. The crowd would love to see some of these voices, so I hope you show up.
I would love to do that, and it's right in the wheelhouse, extremely possible. But if you want a line or two from Twist Tiptoe Through the Tulips, I'd be happy to try it.
Now or on Monday? You want to do it right now?
Just
go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Let me tighten the vice.
Tighten it.
Tiptoe through the tulips in the garden. Won't you walk past the window with me? Tiptoe through the tulips with me. Whew, that hurt.
All right, very nice.
You know, I'm a harsh critic, Robert, but that was a dang good job.
Even Dan, impressionist, he boos off the stage. That's pretty good. That's very good, in fact. All right, we'll have the winner today. These have been really good. We appreciate the effort. Seven of these. And then we'll crown the winner for the week and the Letters to Trump book. One reminder, though, you got to get out there on Monday. See all the people that are showing up. Meet some of the regulars, the listeners. I know they're coming. And Scott Presler and Scott's there. Jim Worthington, Linda Kearns, and a cast of others that you haven't met yet. And we hope to have some national people calling in to congratulate them, because they won Pennsylvania relatively easily. I never would have guessed that. Thought it was a win when we got down to the 11th hour. But it was relatively, not a blowout, but it was relatively an easy win. That's still surprising. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. It's so important to make sure our families have the essentials, food, shelter, and of course, pure, clean drinking water. A lot of news about drinking water these days. Just do what I did. Count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water. The Kinetico system removes all the impurities from your water. What comes out of the tap? Crystal clear, all natural water. Not only the best tasting water ever, it provides peace of mind. You're knowing that your family's water is pure and clean. The Martin Water Conditioning family, passionate about water. They'll put their 46 years of experience to work for you. Their customer service, attention to detail, fantastic. I tell you about our guy, Dwayne, all the time. They love showing you those impurities coming out, and it's a free test. Contact Martin Water Conditioning. They'll take great care of you. Click on martinwater.com or call 800-887-7555. 800-887-7555. Tell him Dom G sent you.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That's what we do. Dom's Lightning Round, sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, lease an all-wheel drive XC90 for as low as $687 per month using all applicable rebates. See stores for details. They always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. All right, let's go to Drew in Upper Darby. Drew, who's your person?
Hey, Dom, thank you so much. You know, Dom, way back in the day, when I was a youngster in the early 70s, the NFL highlights for me were the greatest thing in the world. I don't know if it was the music or this man's voice, but John Facenda, no one could do it like him with the NFL highlights.
And local news, and I know for a fact he was a great guy who really helped people in the broadcasting business, Drew. Unbelievable guy.
Hey, Dom, real quick, like he lived in Lansdowne. And my mom worked in the Bywood Seafood, and he would go in there on occasion. And I actually met him once when I was real young. It was pretty cool.
Absolutely. Thanks, Drew. That's a good one. Bill in Monco. Bill, who's yours?
Hey, well, we are lucky in Philly with Philly sports. We have the best Philly baseball mascot with the Fanatic, and we have the best announcer in the ballpark, Dan Baker. And he has the voice, the cadence. Can I do a little Dan Baker?
No, absolutely. We love Dan Baker. I've had him do
now
something for my show.
Now for the Phillies, second baseman number 12, Mickey Morandini.
That's
it doesn't get
exactly
any better than that, Dom.
Hey, he is a great PA announcer. He's sound. Very much the old-fashioned baseball-sounding type of thing. This one, yeah, I love that. This guy's underrated, the next voice here, really. Dave in Oakland. Dave, who's yours?
Is this me?
Yes, Dave.
Oh, Johnny Cash.
Why Johnny Cash? Tell us. What do you get from Johnny?
To be honest with you, remember when 8-tracks first came out, Dom?
Yes.
Well, my father bought my mother an 8-track player and bought all Johnny Cash albums.
Well, that's a good reason. Yeah, I think he's underrated. I mean, you can't compare with Elvis, but I never saw him in person perform, but he's just the shtick, the whole magic of it, walking
all
the line.
Black and, yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, the whole thing. Big civil rights guy also.
And I would say he's probably one of, if not one of the most recognizable voices in
all
of
exactly.
music.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah, it is. Let's take one more. James in Bayonne, where they have recognizable voices. All right, James, who do you have?
Howard Cosell. And why? It's when Chuck Wepner knocked Muhammad Ali to the mat. Howard said, "Holy cow, Muhammad hit the mat like a French hoe in Paris." And that was it.
Thank you, James. Chuck Wepner, Dan, what is his claim to fame? Do you know?
No, I have no idea.
He played in the annual Dom Giordano basketball game at the Farley Center. Broadcast on that, yes.
Really?
And he didn't bleed, as far as I remember.
Is that like when he goes on TV now, on his little chyron, it says Chuck Wepner once appeared in the Dom Giordano celebrity basketball game?
Yes, it does. It's on the resume there. what's the name? Chris Christie said he couldn't play. He was a catcher. So there you go. I have a regret that we never got him into
that. What's that have to do with anything?
Well, I don't know. Well, he wasn't going to exert himself in
conflating
this.
Sports.
Yeah, okay. All right, so Henry.
Yeah.
Big field today. Give us
Chris
you.
Christie, who's got nothing going except I could be tougher than Trump. He's not tougher than anybody's slob.
There we go, the slob. All right, who do you say?
Yeah, so I liked Bill and Monco's call of Dan Baker just because he did the impersonation as well. But I would be remiss if I didn't do the most requested answer today, and I had to turn this down time and time again because Drew in Upper Darby was sitting on this for a lot of the show. The most requested answer in the history of the side question, John Facenda.
It's like Budgewire, though. So, you know, think about it. I hear you.
It's got it. I got it all day today. No, sorry. Okay. Someone already has that.
I hear you. Okay.
Every
I'm
5 minutes.
I'm sorry for you. All right, Dan.
I'm going to go with Earl doing Michael McDonald because I got to say, we had another impression today from Robert Midselm. He's already won twice this week. I don't know if we want to award three-time winner here.
Earl of Tacony.
Okay, so Earl goes in the hat.
Give us the winners. Earl.
All right, so Dom, Monday, we asked for something you can't believe we used to do. Robert Midselm said he used to go hitchhiking often. Tuesday, bad spinoffs. Alan Yardley called in with Liz Cheney being a spinoff of Dick Cheney. Wednesday, something that won't be around in 50 years. Robert and Midselm again with a great explanation for why he doesn't believe shoelaces won't be around.
Yep.
Thursday, what's still masculine in 2024? Jerry in Washington Township said a beard, and you just heard it. Earl Tacony took today's, so let's roll that drum, and I don't have it. Here it is. And Dom, coming out of the hat, we have a number four for Thursday, masculine Jerry in Washington Township with a beard. I like that
All
answer.
All right, you win that. The letters to Trump, Jerry. Congratulations. Thanks to Henry and Dan for producing a great week. Don't forget, make your plans Monday, the Knack. Come on out, noon until 3. Richie always next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.